Exercise 1. Allowing our own soul to manifest. I've long since recognized that mediumship works on a soul level. Ultimately, information flows from spirit, through spirit, to spirit. The information we receive comes, of course, from the discarnate, those who dwell in the other world. That information is received by our own soul. Forget now the flesh and blood, the mind, the eyes, the brain, all those things that make us up physically. What I want you now to consider is the part of you that has always been alive, the part of you that dwelled within the spirit realm before you were born. You are unique and wonderful, and no doubt you would have, before your birth, recognized that you had the path of mediumship before you. There was something different about you. Your willingness to recognize, to receive and perceive information that flows from those that we leave behind in the other world. Mediumship flows from those in the discarnate world to you, the soul incarnate, and then it's offered to the individuals that will seek you out, maybe for a one-to-one consultation, maybe in a part of a demonstration. And when we speak to those people, and they hear the words that we offer, they hear them with their ears, they take in that information, they judge it and they know it, and they give us yes and no, as we would expect, but on a totally different level. We're speaking to their soul, the part of them that of course already knows that there is life after death, continued life. And yet for some, we have to remind them logically that they may hear the words before they can trust the knowledge that already dwells deep within inside them. Mediumship flows from spirit, through spirit, to spirit. Just consider that for a while. I believe the most important part of our work is to allow our own spirit to manifest and become present in all of our spiritual work. Your spirit is the best of you. It's the part of you that's always existed. So before we try to receive information, communication from the other world, we have to become present ourselves. As you sit, I would ask you now to close your eyes. As you do, become very much aware of your surroundings and how you feel physically, how you sit in your chair, how your hands, your arms, your feet, your backs feel. And then recognize, this is just the physical part of me. Then consider your mind, if you will. Maybe the day that you've had, the promises you've made, and the plans you have for your tomorrow. And then let them go. I only ask you now to be aware of you, the eternal you, and the spirit within. To help you, I'd ask you now to imagine there is a wonderful orange glow in the center of your being. Just picture that for me, an orange glow that beams out from a space in the center of your chest. And just breathe. Take time and focus your mind. And breathe again, deep breath in and out. Becoming centered and still. See the orange glow begin to shine brighter and feel your entire being. To your head, to your toes, your arms, your legs are filled with this powerful orange light. Just know this light emanates from the core of your being, but not the core of your physical structure, but your spirit body. See with me as you picture yourself just how you will look when one day you pass to the other realm. You will look very much as you do now, and yet far more subtle, more beautiful, more whole. There is no need for age there. There is no limitation whatsoever. This body we call the etheric body. Imagine now you are made at least of two separate bodies, the physical and the etheric. The etheric body houses and is the home of the soul, the greatest part of you again. In mediumship, the very first part of that process is to recognize that you are this amazing spirit person housed within a spirit body that is separate from you, the physical, and you of the physical mind. Continue to work. I would like you now to imagine the etheric body that I describe to you. I'd like you now to allow your head to be completely still, your physical head. Now I would like you to move from left to right, your etheric counterpart. Imagine that you're moving your head from left to right, and yet the physical part of that remains still. You are moving your body within your body, the spirit self. You are becoming aware that you are so much more than the physical you. Imagine now that you remain seated and comfortable and relaxed. I'm now going to ask you to stand etherically. Leave your physical body seated. And now imagine yourself standing independent of that body. Take a moment just to feel how you feel. Take a moment to look through your spirit eyes at your spirit body. Examine your etheric hands to move that body, the more subtle, energetic body that we need to stimulate before mediumship can flow. Have no fear. You are grounded and connected. There is a powerful bond between the soul and the body as we live in the world. This cannot be severed. This is never severed until physical death. we're trying to work towards is a recognition that we are a soul, a spirit, having a physical experience at this time. Look about you now, using again your spirit eyes in the place where you sit, and become aware of other spirit beings entering into this place. There is no need for communication, just a gentle awareness. We are never truly alone. They never really leave us. They are here, walking among you. The spirit people that gather around are there to allow you to see them, trying to shift your consciousness to a whole new level. It's time now for you to become awakened. For many in the world sleepwalk from birth through to death. This is your moment of epiphany. This is the moment that you become aware that you are so much more than you have been led to believe. Welcome to your new world.